Hello, listeners. This is Luke from Luke's English Podcast, and this is just me reading out and recording a letter which I wrote to my listeners, my followers, back in 2012, September 2012. So at that time, I think I didn't have time to record, to properly record an episode. So instead, what I did was wrote a letter to all my followers, and I posted it on teacherluke.co.uk on the 12th of September 2012, but there was no audio associated with it. So what I'm doing at the moment is just going back through the archives of teacherluke.co.uk, finding posts that have no audio, like this one, a letter from Luke, and I'm just recording myself reading out the letter. So at least there is now some audio associated with it. Okay. This recording is not part of my RSS feed for Luke's English Podcast, but you will find this on teacherluke.co.uk. And I believe this is something like episode number... Which episode is this? I think it's maybe episode 110, which, if you look on the archives, is missing, or it has been missing for several years, but I'm now adding it back in. So this is episode number 110, A Letter from Luke. And it goes like this. Hi, everyone. How's it going? I hope you're all very well and having an absolutely lovely day, night, morning, evening, afternoon, lunch, drive, jog, bath, sleep, or gym session. This is just a letter from me to you so I can say hello, give you an update, and ask you a couple of questions. There is no audio attached to this episode. Well, there is now. I have a couple of episodes of the podcast coming, so you will be able to enjoy them soon. So what's been going on? As you know, I'm in the process of moving to France at the moment. It's all very exciting and pretty chaotic too. My flat is still full of boxes and bags. I've put a lot of things into storage and I'm packing things to take to Paris with me. I'm going through all the personal possessions bit by bit, which is pretty amazing because it's like going on a journey through my life over the last 10 years or more. If you've ever moved house, then you'll know exactly what I mean. I keep finding things that remind me of time I spent in Japan or old friends that I've lost touch with. It's quite emotional sometimes. I'd recommend going through your possessions and clearing out your old stuff. It's quite a refreshing process. It feels like detoxing or losing weight or something. The kitchen is finally finished, and I'm glad to say it looks great. I'm sure I'll have no problem finding tenants for the flat. How could anyone resist such a lovely place? I've got loads of other boring things to do before I go. Now I can't wait to be installed in Paris. I'll make podcasts about my experiences there and lots more useful language and expressions as well. Now, since it is a time of change for me and I'm reevaluating a lot of things, I would like to ask you some questions about the podcast. If you don't mind, I'd like you to spare a couple of minutes to let me know your thoughts. I want to make the podcast and website as useful and entertaining for you as possible. Obviously, I do this in my free time, which is very limited these days, so I have to be economical with my time. I can't fix every problem or do everything that you suggest, but I will try. I would like to know your opinions on how I can improve Luke's English Podcast. So please, if you have time, just give me your answers to the following questions. You can write me an email at luketeacher@hotmail.com or just add your comments below this message. You don't have to answer every question. Thank you in advance. Here are the questions. How did you find Luke's English Podcast? What is the best thing about Luke's English Podcast? Is there anything I could improve about the podcast? Is the website easy to use? Is the podcast easy to listen to? How do you listen? On your phone or iPod, at home on a computer? Do you download the episodes or do you stream them? Just ask if you don't know what these words mean. Thank you very much. Your comments will really help me to continue making useful podcasts for you. Have a fantastic day, night, evening, morning, afternoon, breakfast, lunch, dinner, drive, bath, shave, sleep, or whatever you happen to be doing. All the best, Luke. Okay, so that is just my recording of episode number 110, A Letter from Luke. You can find that, of course, on teacherluke.co.uk. You can just click all episodes, archive, and it's in there now. All right, thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.